Coming up on 810 on a Monday, and that means it's time for our Ask the Expert segment. We welcome Charles and Gary Skank to the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, James. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Good to see you guys in here today. Charles, what is our verse of the day?
It is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
Very good. Getting in some Christmas readings as we approach the 25th. It's hard to believe we're getting pretty darn close.
It is.
Less than 2 weeks.
Oh, it's just wild. It's just wild. So yeah.
Have you got my Christmas gift
I'm
yet?
Working on it. I'm working on it.
Thought,
you know?
I'm easy to buy for.
Yeah. It's in the works. So,
okay.
You know, I know as people are busy with all the holiday festivities, did you guys do anything special this weekend or just trying to relax a little bit?
Just tried to relax and keep some sanity.
Yeah, recover from the end of Medicare season and all that good stuff. You know, I did mostly the same. You know, just enjoying the Christmas in Coffeyville. We had a little bit of shopping available downtown with Christmas on the Plaza, so that was good. Got to see some folks. I know they had the Polar Express for the kids downtown.
Oh, nice.
And Santa and all that good stuff. So, but hey, as we approach the end of the year, people need to almost get their maybe financial house in order as far as tax planning. Do you have any tips for us as, you know, that's kind of the focus here today as we approach the end of the year?
Well, one of the things that really is based on the calendar is our tax deductions. And if you are in a place where you have expenses that you can, you know, use for 2022, it's a good idea to do that, whether that's equipment.
Well, it depends, Charlie, on if they have income that they need to write off. In other words, you may be in a position with this drought and so forth that there isn't a lot of income, or maybe there is income. I don't know, but you want to do some planning to try to make purchases or whatever, especially on the farm, ranch, to help minimize taxes before the end of the year if you have income. On the other hand, if you have losses, this is a good year, if you have losses, and you have IRAs, you know, an IRA is an individual retirement account, and that money is pre-tax. And so if you have $500,000 there, in reality, you only have about 30% less than that, $350,000, because 30% of it's going to go for taxes. But if you have a lot of losses this year, it might be a good year to look at converting some of that traditional IRA, even taking some of it out for income, or maybe convert some of it to a Roth IRA.
That's true.
So a Roth IRA is, if you were starting out brand new, funding a Roth IRA, you would not get a deduction for the principal, the money you put into it, but you never pay tax on it again. So you're paying tax on the seed rather than the harvest. The traditional IRA, you build up over time with pre-tax dollars, and the growth on it is pre-tax, and then it's a tax bomb when you go to take it out.
Right. The harvest is taxed
at
that time. And so if our listeners have losses for this year, and that means that they can afford to take income because it's not going to change their tax situation.
They would have to look and have to work with their tax planner to see how much they could get out and still be in the same tax bracket or whatever.
Right. And with the market being down as well, there's been losses that people have experienced. And so they can take that income as well. Possibly from an IRA,
right?
And then turn that into a Roth IRA and not really have a tax burden from that.
Well, you don't take the income and turn it into a Roth. You have to do it. It's a Roth conversion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Another way is charitable contributions. With a standard deduction that you can claim on your taxes, you have to give a more significant amount for charitable contributions to matter as much. But another way to that this is makes a real big difference is if you're getting an RMD.
Yeah, required minimum distribution from your IRA.
Yeah.
So you're 70 or older, and you're getting a required minimum distribution from your IRA, that's going to be taxable. Unless you choose to give it to charity, and to do that, you have to work with a custodian of your account and ask them to make your whatever portion of that required minimum distribution you want to make to charity. You have to work with them, and they have to prepare a check for your favorite charity. And then if you want part of the RMD to come to you, make the balance out to you. But if you get a check for your favorite charity from your IRA, and it's an RMD, and you're 70 years old, it will not count as income for you. So if you give $100 a week or a month or whatever to your favorite charity, and if you wanted to do all your giving at one time and not have to worry about it every week or every month, you could do it this way and save taxes, have the RMD come out and not have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah.
And is there a maximum amount that you can do that way, a maximum amount that you can donate that will count, or is there a cap on this?
I think it's 100,000.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 100,000.
100,000 maximum.
Gotcha. That makes
sense. That keep you okay?
Yeah, I think I can manage that, you know. My tithing and whatnot. You know? And of course, church, you know, it doesn't matter as long as it's like a 501c3 organization, correct?
Right.
That's true. Right.
Okay.
That's true. But you need to work with a custodian. And, you know, unfortunately, there are some custodians that really are not aware of this. And so if your custodian isn't aware of this, this don't mean it's not true. Because if you'll talk to us, we can help you get the proper information so the custodian will know it'll work and how to make it work.
And, of course, you should save all these receipts that you get from, you know, whatever you're donating to, because you're going to need those come, you know, before April 15th.
But yeah.
We want to make sure we have proof of all these donations. And oftentimes, you know, churches and that sort of thing, they actually give you like a summary, between the start of the year and tax time.
Yeah.
But it's always good to be thinking about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
What else as we head towards the end of the year as far as tax planning goes?
So if you have earned income, you can contribute to an IRA and make your lower what your show as your income. And if you're an SEP IRA, talk to me about a SEP IRA, Dad.
Okay, and so with an IRA, what are the limits, Charlie? 6,000 if you're under 55 and 7,000 over 55?
Approximately, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're if you're 55 and younger, it's $6,000. If you're 55 and older, it's $7,000 IRA contribution. Is that correct, Charlie?
That's true.
Yeah. And so a SEP IRA, SEP stands for Simplified Employee Pension Plan. And it's really not that complicated. It's real simple. So especially if you don't have hired help and you have a lot of income, you can do a SEP IRA and tax shelter up to
$66,000.
And what is there a percentage?
For 2023. I don't see that right here.
Now, if you have employees, you have to treat them the same proportionally, your income to your contribution proportion as you. So you would have to, you know, if you have $100,000 income and you're putting away $20,000, that's
20%.
That's 20%. And so if you had somebody working for you that made $40,000, you would have to give them $8,000 for their SEP IRA. So that would be something you'd have to consider. But a SEP IRA is a way you can put away more money, get a tax deduction right now. It will be taxable later. Now, you can also do a Roth IRA. I'm not sure about a Seth Roth right now, top of my head.
Right. So there are steps that you can take to reduce your what shows up as your income for this year so that you're not paying near as much in taxes.
Sure. Whether that's, you know, even reinvesting it into the business like we talked about. I also had a question, and that was, say, last week we talked about folks who are going to be retiring at the end of the year. And, you know, they've gone through life getting a W-2 and all this stuff. How is there anything that they need to be doing, say, if they're retiring at the end of the year and next year they're going to be retired as they do some tax planning?
That's a good question. If you get W-2 income, you would talk to your tax person about maybe if an IRA would make sense for you, or if you can afford to do a Roth IRA, if that's something that would make sense in your situation as well. Those would be two things that they could do.
So, but if you're retiring and you're leaving a company that has maybe a 401k or maybe CAPERS, a state employee retirement plan, a 403B, which is a if you're a 501C, which is charitable or nonprofit, then you can have 403B accounts that are pre-tax. And if you're retiring, you might want to get those, you might want to have somebody look at those accounts that's going to be local that could help you with those locally as you move forward.
I would advise against taking income, if you're working this year, of taking income out of a 401k for 2022. If you're going to be retiring next year, you want to wait until 2023 to take any income out of a like a retirement account, because you don't you're if you're not going to be working next year, you can take more income from a retirement account.
There could be exceptions to that, and you might want to make, you know, everybody's situation is a little different. But
sure. Yeah, you need more specifics in this kind of hypothetical.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But, hey, as we get closer here, anything else that we should know about tax planning? You know, we've talked about a lot of different options that you have, but anything else that kind of sticks you in your mind if you were talking to someone this time of year?
Well, one thing I think about is the stock market has been down this year a lot. And, you know, if you're sitting there watching the bottom of that screen and watching the stock market and it bothers you and you don't like the idea that your nest egg is out there where the snakes can get it, we can help put some of that money into a safe place where there isn't market risk. Because you have market risk when you're in the market, and you can lose 20-30% pretty quick.
Oh yeah.
And we can help you explore options where you can keep your money safe and protect it from market risk.
Well, and especially if you're, you know, getting close to retirement, you do not want to be taking these risks that you took, you know, 20-30 years ago maybe.
Right. Right, because now you're counting on that nest egg to be there to help replace your paycheck. And when you start taking money out to replace your paycheck, and if the market goes down 20% at the same time, you're never going to get it recovered. And so safety is important. And the older we get, maybe not everybody is this way, but the older I get, the more I realize how important a known income is, you know.
Sure.
So anyway.
Yeah, very good. And any other items that we need to hit?
I think it's time for a break.
I think so too. So we'll be right back right after this here on the Mighty 6-9. Our Ask the Expert segment continues here on KGGF. Back here on the Mighty 690, our Ask the Expert segment continues. And last segment, we were just talking about some end-of-year tax planning and all that sort of thing. You know, lots of little moving pieces as we get to the end of the year, you know, you want to keep in mind as we go through the holidays. But also something we just wrapped up, Medicare season, but there's still a lot to learn about Medicare. And you guys say you have some opportunities coming up in the new year regarding Medicare.
That's right. January 10th and 12th, Tuesday and Thursday, we have Medicare 101s at Dickey's Barbecue right there in Independence. They are, let's see, they're 5 p.m. on Tuesday and 11 a.m. on Thursday. So Tuesday and Thursday, January 10th and 12th. One is 5 p.m., the other is 11 a.m. And we would just want to invite anybody that wants to learn more about Medicare. Doesn't matter if you're 80 or 60, wherever you're at in that process, we want you to learn about Medicare, whether you're already on Medicare or Medicare is a few years out or you're about to go on Medicare soon. You are invited to come and learn about Medicare. It's a Medicare 101, just the basics of how Medicare works. And we just present the very basics and get a good meal out of it as well.
Well, and also a good opportunity for maybe even caregivers. You know, maybe you have a parent who's going into, you know, maybe they're on Medicare and you're helping them out and you want to learn a little bit more about it, that sort of thing. If you're maybe taking over some of the paperwork as they get older, that sort of thing, be a good opportunity too.
That's right. That's right.
That's exactly right. And that's what I was thinking about. A lot of times there's people that are confused because of whatever, and they need somebody to look over their shoulder and say, oh, I understand how that works, and I think this is better for you than this, and we can help the person either that's on Medicare or the person that's trying to help that person to understand the different choices and the different ins and outs and advantages, disadvantages of what's going on with these plans.
Sure, and I mean, I know even as my mom has looked at some Medicare options and, you know, helping out, you know, her mom, it's overwhelming a lot of times. I mean, you get started digging into a website or something and you just, it can get so overwhelming and just gross. And, you know, it's nice to have, you know, one, a structured time with actual experts like yourself and, of course, good food. So
yeah,
that's right.
And so that's January the 10th. That's a Tuesday. And that's at noon, 11 o'clock. No, Tuesday's in the evening. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, 5 to 7. And the next, so it's Wednesday and Thursday. The second Wednesday, I'm sorry.
It's Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Tuesday at 5 p.m., Thursday at 11 a.m.
Well, and the other thing is you don't necessarily have to try to write these dates down because you guys have a newsletter where you'll have all this information in there, right?
That's right. And we'll be talking about it on the radio.
Of course, yeah. And if people want to get on that newsletter, how's the best way to do that?
If they want to sign up for the newsletter or for the seminar, the Medicare 101, just call 620-331-8800. Our main office is in Independence, 2801 West Main, Suite A. We also have locations in Howard, Sedan, and Coffeyville.
Very good. Always good to know where we can find you guys. And, you know, we've even had people calling here asking for your number and everything. So it's really good. And we know that that people are using your service and you guys do a great job here in Southeast Kansas. Really appreciate it.
And I want to say we're very thankful for our clientele and for those that trust us. We don't take that trust lightly. It weighs on us, and we know that when you extend trust to us, we have responsibilities, and we appreciate it, and we want to do our best to take care of our clients and those that trust us.
That's true.
Absolutely. Well, Charles and Gary, always a pleasure. Really appreciate having you guys in the studio today.
Thank you, James.
All right, and look forward to chatting again on Friday, and we'll be right back with Open Line here on the Mighty 690.